I'd now like to introduce Chris Baldwin. Chris.
It's going to be short anyway, so don't worry. Hello. I'd like to start by thanking someone. You may think it's a bit strange, but I'd like to thank Harry J. Anslinger. Why? Because without him, most of us would probably have never met. And through the campaign, we've all made a lot of nice friends. So thanks, Harry. What a year it's been since the last conference. The face of cannabis in Britain is changing fast. And who's causing this change? To answer that one, take a look around the room and in the mirror. And let's not forget Colin Davis and others who are in prison because they stood up for our rights. Yes, it's us that's making the difference. What we've achieved in the last year is fantastic. The main problem we've had is getting the right people to listen. I think you'll find that we've got their attention now. A CNN reporter recently told me that cannabis is a big worldwide issue at the moment and the whole world is looking at Britain. In a democracy, the voice of the people must prevail. If the government ignore the people, they are ignoring democracy. It's also democracy that should see the Dutch coffee shop system becoming an accepted part of British society in the near future. And I would also like to add to what Ingo said, that obviously the Dutch coffee shop system will, as a basic model, will come over, but then we will make it our own system. Of course, it will become the British coffee shop system. And now, there's a few of us here, don't like to brag, but there's a few of us here who are qualified in this industry. Yeah? Not only qualified, but ready, willing and able. I believe coffee shop culture will be in Britain very soon. Then we can show Britain that the cannabis community is no threat to society. Remember, the minimum age in a coffee shop is 18. The minimum age on the street is £10. The Dutch coffee shop system, that's Noel's line by the way, the Dutch coffee shop system may not be perfect, but it provides a safe, friendly place for the toker to go and regulates the product. This ensures that you get cannabis and not crap. And on the subject of crap, I'd like to finish by reminding you about the scourge of the cannabis culture, soap bar. Remember, this product is not safe to use, it's not even cannabis, it's rubbish. Please don't buy it, smoke it or sell it. Tell people about the nasty things in it. If you need reminding, here's a list of the crap you get for your money. Beeswax, turpentine, ketamine, boot polish, henna, pine resin, aspirin, animal turds, ground coffee, barbiturates, glues and dyes, plus carcinogenic substances like toluene and benzene. And these are only some of the nasty things found in soap bar. The full list is immense. Cannabis is a natural plant, so let's keep it clean, keep it simple, and say no to soap bar. One last thing I'd like to say is that this little bag of grass around my neck is not my emergency supply. I took to wearing it a while ago because I just go out and about now, and it's like what it is I'm saying, it's like, here I am, here it is, if you want to arrest me, there you go. So I just wondered if anyone feels like doing it, wear a little bag of grass around your neck and say, here I am, here it is, if you want to arrest me, let's go. Thanks very much for listening.